Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Logo. Golden Light Films, a Netflix original film. A Golden Light Films production in association with Brother. Title, El Camino Christmas. An unmoving, crooked nighttime view looking up from the ground at a police car.
Don't shoot!
An officer runs up to the car and leans against it. He is holding a handgun. He moves around to the other side of the car and joins an older officer who is sitting on the ground leaning against the car. The second officer holds a gun in his shaky hand. Words on screen. Christmas Eve. The two men look at each other. It begins to snow. The officers get to their feet and look up at the sky. The view zooms out to reveal that they are parked outside Vicente's Liquor Mart. The men stand leaning against the police car with its flashing lights. They stare at the falling snow. Words on screen, 39 hours earlier. A man with scruffy facial hair and aviator sunglasses drives a vintage model convertible along a quiet two-lane highway through mountainous terrain. The man glances at his cell phone. He passes a highway sign which reads El Camino, 1.1 miles. Now, in a bedroom, a balding man, the older officer from the liquor store scene, turns off an alarm clock. He leans back in the bed and opens a pill bottle. He pops a pill into his mouth, then lights a cigarette. Later, as he is getting dressed, he puts a nicotine patch on his neck. Next, a black pickup truck parks at the liquor store. A Hispanic man wearing a cowboy hat unlocks the door and enters the store. He turns on Christmas lights as well as a coffee machine. He breaks open a roll of quarters and empties them into the cash register. Now, a blonde woman drinks a glass of white wine as she watches a weather report on TV.
No snow here, folks. That's 40 consecutive years without a white Christmas for El Camino. Boo-hoo, I say.
At a farm, the younger officer from the liquor store shootout interviews an elderly woman.
I barely had time to get to my flashlight.
In a kitchen, an attractive young woman wraps a gift in newspaper. A sheriff sits at his desk looking at a magazine titled Biggins. He stares at the ringing phone. Next, as the convertible drives into town, the balding sheriff stands with another man surveying the smoldering ruins of a burned building.
I'll make sure we do a better job for you.
The balding sheriff returns to the office. At his desk, the other sheriff pours liquor from a flask into a paper coffee cup, then tucks the flask into his boot.
Lynn? Where the hell's Carl?
Where he always is.
The balding sheriff approaches Carl, who now has his feet up on his desk. The balding sheriff taps Carl's boot with his sunglasses, and Carl moves his feet to the floor.
Where were you last night, Carl?
I was out on patrol, as always I am.
All right. Talbot kid, cooking meth in his old man's barn. Lit himself up.
Yeah, well, that kid's always been trouble.
You didn't take any calls last night, Carl. Your cruiser's parked as crooked as it was when I left here.
Well, maybe I just parked crooked.
Maybe you just don't give a shit anymore.
Carl slams down his magazine.
Yeah.
He stands up, holding the paper coffee cup.
I've been serving this uniform for 25 years.
Yeah, well, you haven't booked a narcotics offense in over a year. In fact, all you have done is push your weight around. False arrests, unwarranted searches, God knows what else.
My situation's being taken care of by the legal system, and you know that.
There's only one thing I know for sure, and that's what's in that goddamn cup.
The balding sheriff sits behind the desk.
A lot worse goes on in this town. Some junkie burned down his daddy's barn.
Now, the convertible pulls into a motel on the side of a highway. Next, the driver enters the motel office. It is unoccupied. He removes his sunglasses and rings a bell on the front desk. The younger officer, in civilian clothes and carrying a plastic bottle, enters from behind the desk.
Afternoon.
Do y'all have any rooms for tonight?
Well, it depends. How many are you looking for?
Or just one.
Just one? You said rooms, plural.
Yeah, it's just me, so just one room. Yeah.
One singular room. You take cash and credit card, personalized checks with a validated non-expired license.
I'll do cards.
Goddamn. That's a fancy card. Where are you going from?
Not if I just get the room, man. It's been a long drive.
Yeah. Tuckered out.
The officer slides the credit card through a machine and presses a few buttons.
Decline. This card's no good.
Oh.
Telling me to call, whatnot.
It's all right. I'll pay cash.
Yeah, I still got a call and whatnot.
No, it's all right. Here. I'll do it. I'm sure you don't want to sit on hold forever.
All right. You got a point there.
Married in a wall.
He spits into the bottle and takes the cash. Carl enters from outside.
Whose car's that out there?
This fella's. It's nice, right?
Yeah, it's mine.
I'm gonna need your license.
He shows the officer his license. Carl takes a seat.
Eric Norris. A long way from Missouri, huh?
What year's that car?
It's a 70-something.
Things like trampoline.
I'm gonna put you in three. Just past two. If you get to four, you're going too far. All right. Hold on to the 100 for incidentals. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Eric takes the key and leaves the office, glancing back at the two men. Carl sits and sings while the younger officer takes off his plaid shirt and puts on his sheriff's uniform.
We got married in a Walmart down by the Franks and Brings. Killed a guy in Texas, stole my grandma's Honda. Now my face is on a magazine. Making love and then just making bacon. Wiping down the foreman grill. Look at there. Over yonder.
Now, the woman who is wrapping the gift joins a boy who is lying on a bed doing origami.
What are you doing? Did you make this? Look at you.
Next, the woman and the boy leave a house. The boy is holding his origami creation and is completely focused on it. The woman opens the back seat of a car and the boy climbs in. She buckles him into a car seat.
Good?
The woman gets into the car. Next, they arrive at a doctor's office. Inside, the boy plays with his origami toy and looks out the window while the doctor talks to the woman.
Children can develop cases of autism that are not visibly recognized. They can seem perfectly normal with only minor anomalies.
You know what I think? I think he'll talk when he's damn well ready to talk.
Well, that's not how it works. In my professional opinion, your son has developmental issues on the spectrum.
Everybody's different, Doc. I don't need a test to know that he's perfectly fine.
She helps her son put on his jacket.
We all set?
Now, in his motel room, Eric studies a small photo of a man along with an envelope addressed to Michael Roth. Reacting to the sound, he walks over to the bathroom. He finds the toilet bowl overflowing. He picks up a plunger and tries to fix it, then leans down and shuts off the water line. Now, in a TV news van, a reporter and a cameraman stop at the side of a highway to eat.
How low am I on the totem pole to be covering a handicapped librarian directing a passion play?
That's nice. It's like a human interest story, you know? School raises $5,000 to help for medical expenses. It's like super sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. Always sweet. For Beth Flowers. It's definitely my name. I gotta change my name.
No. That flower's like a super catchy news name. It's like Dallas Range, you know? That weatherman in L.A. He's not even from Dallas.
No, it's small market. Why can't I cover something with national appeal? Like, I don't know, a cult or a government sex scandal.
Yeah. Let's hope something like that happens.
Oh, God, I gotta pee.
He helps her out of the van. She puts a hand on her pregnant belly and heads behind a bush.
Have you decided what you're gonna name that thing yet? Is Heather still in the running?
Heather's too vixen. Liza? Or Megan? I don't know. Susie's cute. I like Susie with a Z.
Love Susie. I knew a stripper in Cincinnati named Susie, right? She did this move, right, where she like gripped the pole with both her legs, and she was like twerking on the top of the pole, and then she just dropped down. We thought she had to go to the hospital, but she was fine. I guess it's what she does every night.
Don't look!
I'm not looking. I'm just talking to you.
Eric sits at a table in a cafe. A waitress approaches the mother and her son at the counter.
Y'all save room for some cake?
No, no, thank you. Not today. Dessert's a treat, babe.
All right, you guys, take your time.
You know, Mama can't afford dessert at every meal. And you don't need any more sugar.
Eric goes to the counter to pay.
Everything good?
Yes, ma'am. Very good.
You don't have to lie.
Is there a grocery store close by or anywhere I could just buy a couple things?
Next door's got about everything.
How much is this cake here?
$3.95, worth every penny.
You send a piece down to the little man?
Aww.
Eric pays for it and leaves. The waitress delivers the cake.
No, we said we weren't going to get any cake.
It's that gentleman right there. He bought it for you.
The mother and Eric look at each other through the cafe window. Later, Eric carries a bag of groceries and a bottle of Drano to his car. Carl and the younger sheriff see him from their car across the street.
There he is right there. Look at that. He's got a gallon of Drano right there. He's a man in greedy mess. He's paying cash. He's got fraudulent credit cards. Knows dick about his car. Look, Billy, this ain't brain science here. It's probable cause. And that's probably cause he's likely up to no good.
Oh, that's for sure.
Now, the woman who is watching TV and drinking white wine picks up her cell phone.
Oh, look at that.
She checks a dating app.
Oh. Dental hygiene.
We're home.
The young mother and her son.
Unless you're my date and didn't knock. Where are you? Come here. What are you so happy about today?
The boy shows her his origami.
You finished it.
Are you going out again tonight?
Well, I can't find a man sitting in here.
Tried that already. Only worked once.
You didn't like that cable guy, did you?
Later, the mother reads to her son.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
She closes the book, and he taps on the cover.
No, buddy, it's your turn. You want to be a big boy, you gotta read it all by yourself.
She hands him the book and leaves the room. She heads into another bedroom where the blonde woman is holding up clothes to a mirror.
I have to work for a couple hours, so I'll be back by 8.
Dental hygienist is taking me bowling. He's anxious to meet the jewel.
Come on, Ma. I don't ask for much. Seth's reading. He's not going to bug you.
Oh, my God. This is short. Well, I guess we could just hang out here.
Forget it. I'll be back in time for you to go out.
You got a sexy bowling shirt or something?
They don't make sexy bowling
shirts.
Well,
they should. Need to spice up that sport.
Now, Eric drives up to the liquor store and parks. As he gets out of the car and heads towards the store, he notices the sheriff's car driving slowly down the street. Inside the store, Seth's mother sits behind the counter, her back to the door. She is reading a book, also wearing earbuds. Eric approaches the counter.
Excuse me.
He comes around and touches her lightly on the shoulder.
Excuse me.
You scared the crap out of me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Well, you did. The hell are you standing over me for?
I was just trying to get something to drink.
So you just hover over people, scare the shit out of them?
Just take it easy, all right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What do you want?
I'll take the tequila there. Please.
It's $26.50.
What were you reading?
I'm studying.
Oh, what for?
What, are you a cop?
Do I look like one?
He smiles and hands her some money.
I go to college in Baxter twice a week. At night, for your information.
Oh. And what are you studying?
Developmental biology. Do you want to know my sign, too?
She gives him change and puts the bottle in a paper bag.
For the cake.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Why'd you do that?
I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah? For what?
I just think a kid should have a piece of cake. Thanks.
You're welcome.
He leaves the store. She picks up her book and resumes studying. Later, Eric sits in his car parked outside an apartment building. He checks the address on the envelope and looks thoughtful. He opens the bottle of tequila and takes a drink. Next, he walks up some stairs, then knocks on the door of Unit 206.
What? I'm looking for a Mr. Roth? A Mr. Michael Roth?
Yeah, no Michael fucker here now. You get the hell away from my door.
Do you know of a Michael Roth?
The door opens.
The fuck is the matter with you?
He used to live here. I was just wondering if you had any information about him or knew anyone who did or anything like
no,
that.
No, no, and no. Now, fuck off.
Hold on a second.
You want to break those fingers because I can do that?
I found this letter. It's 15 years old, but that's the return address.
What are you, stupid? Nobody lives in this shit factory for 15 years.
All right. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Yeah, you took a shot, you know? You could cross it off your list.
Eric heads back down the stairs. The man shuts the door. As Eric takes his car keys out of his pocket, the man calls out to him from a balcony.
Hey, man, listen. There was a guy in here before me, a veteran type. I'll tell you all about him if you buy me a drink. Come on. Tell you what, if it wasn't him, we got nothing to talk about. It just cost you a beer.
I'm good, man.
It's Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Who's gonna know?
Next, Eric drives. The man is in the passenger seat. He finds the bottle of tequila.
Hey. You mind?
Up yourself.
All right. Praise the Lord. He always provides. Ah. Hey. Nice ride. Was it 71? That's the year I found our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Honorable Jack Daniels. Jack's still with me.
So what's your name?
Bukowski. My friends call me Charles.
Original.
That's me, one of a kind. Oh, since we're getting friendly, what do they call you?
Eric. Where are we going?
Well, I get my bearings. You drive, I'll point.
Charles sprinkles marijuana into a rolling paper. Eric shakes his head and continues driving. Next, Eric and Charles enter a tavern and sit at the bar.
Hey, Tammy, two Pabst.
Actually, I'll take a hot Heineken.
The Pabst are for me. You order whatever you want. You're paying.
Heineken, please.
You got it, Eric.
Oh, man. You got any quarters?
For what?
Jukebox.
Look, man, I don't have time for this. Are we gonna talk or not?
It's about ambiance. It's a fucking holiday. Show a little class.
Eric finds some quarters in his pocket. Tammy delivers their beers.
Here you go.
Gracias.
We're not a...
Gracias.
Oh, man. All righty.
Charles takes both of his bottles and heads over to the jukebox.
Up on the rooftop, reindeer paws. Now comes good old Santa Claus, huh?
He bumps into someone.
Oh, watch where you're going, you drunk fucker!
Drunk fucker? Oh,
shit!
Eric breaks them up.
Take it easy, take it easy. He's just drunk.
Yeah. I got an eye on him. Everybody just settle down, all right?
Oh.
Eric takes Charles back to the bar.
Stop. Sit down. What's wrong with you?
Yet.
Hey, look, and all that kerfuckle. I seem to have misplaced my beverages. You mind?
You sure that's a good idea?
Well, not all ideas are good ones, but they are ideas nevertheless. Tammy, could you get me another beer, please, and maybe get the one off the jukebox for me?
You got it, babe.
So, Michael Roth?
Yeah?
You said you knew him?
I said I knew a guy that said he was Michael Roth.
What the hell does that mean?
What does what mean?
The guy who lived in your apartment before you.
The guy, when I moved in there to that shithole about 6 years ago, literally, that guy was gone before he moved out. He was a Vietnam vet.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What'd he look like?
It was 6 years ago. How the fuck would I remember what he looks like? I can remember what I just said to you.
I mean, you have to remember
it's
something.
Eric, right?
You had a conversation with him.
He was, he had hair that grew out the top of his head, right? He's like, he was this big, but if I was standing up, then my hand would be higher than that.
God.
No, really. He had a mid-skin tone. The guy spoke English.
Okay.
You could run with that,
God,
huh?
This is all a joke to you.
What, am I scaring you off already?
Enjoy the beer.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Eric leaves. Charles turns back to the bar and takes another swig of beer. Later, nighttime, Eric returns to the motel. He parks the car. As he walks towards his room, Carl emerges from it, shining a flashlight.
What the hell?
We ask you some questions?
About what?
Billy is at Eric's car.
You were right, Carl. Looks like we got something here.
Charles's bag of weed.
What's going on here? God.
That looks like illegal herb.
Wait, that's not mine.
No?
No.
Now, Charles exits the tavern. Then, at the sheriff's office, Eric sits in a chair, handcuffed. Carl and Billy enter the room.
Well, you're in some shit now.
What?
This is an interrogation.
Explain this.
The bottles of Drano and tequila.
Oh, why don't you call the front desk? That's what a normal person does when their shitter overflows.
I was gonna fix it myself.
Oh, you're a plumber.
Charles dodges an oncoming car as he crosses the street in front of the tavern. Sheriff's office.
Cook Crystal, you see this here?
The bag of weed.
This here? This is indisputable.
Now, that ain't mine.
It ain't mine. Oh, we never heard that before.
No, I gave someone a ride. They left it in my car.
Oh, okay. And who's they? You remember his name?
Charles.
Charles what?
Am I being charged with something here?
Oh, you're fixing to be.
This is a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, I want to speak to a lawyer.
Ain't a lawyer within 50 miles of here. Plus, it's Christmas.
Oh, shit, it is Christmas. Merry Christmas, Carl.
Shut up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Outside the bar, the men that Charles was fighting with earlier ambush him.
You're a tough guy.
Carl.
Let me ask you something. You running meth?
He grabs Eric by the hair.
No. Be honest,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Charles is beating, then Eric.
Get off me, man.
Oh, you think you come in this town peddling shit? huh? Getting our kids all strung out? You are sorely mistaken.
Carl punches Eric.
Hey, ease up.
Shut up, Billy.
He's running meth. He knows.
No, I'm not.
You know you are. You son of a bitch.
Carl hits him with his nightstick.
Carl, why'd you do that?
On the ground, Charles pulls out a gun and tries to aim at his attackers who are running away. He cannot focus.
Fucking kids.
Now, morning, the black pickup arrives at the liquor store. The Hispanic man in the cowboy hat unlocks the door. He puts his hat on the counter, then talks to a photo of a pretty Hispanic woman.
Merry Christmas, Mirena. I'm missing you a lot today. Don't you worry about that Pabst girl. She's a little bit too rigid for me.
He goes over to a dairy case and takes out a carton of milk. When he pours it into his coffee, he discovers it is curdled.
Oh, this damn cooler, man.
Lying on his side on the floor, he tinkers with the electric coils under the cooler. Sparks fly. He tries again. More sparks.
No, señor.
Now, at home, Seth's mother is getting dressed. She picks up her cell phone.
Cooler's out again?
I tried that trick that you do. I almost killed myself.
Well, you need a lady's touch.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, I'll be there in an hour.
An hour? My beer will be pissing in an hour.
Okay, I'll be there soon.
In the kitchen, Jules puts pancakes, bacon, and eggs on the table. Seth is eating cereal. Kate enters.
Oh, you should ask for a raise, baby. You want something in life, you gotta growl for it. Or do something more illicit.
I'm waiting for the day you tell me I'm adopted.
Well, you keep on waiting, sweetie.
Seth reaches for the bacon.
That's for Dennis, honey. You got your cereal.
That's his name.
Dennis McClarity. All right, you can have one piece.
Dennis, the dental hygienist. Wow.
Yeah. I hope he's better at cleaning teeth than he is at the hoagie pokey.
Dennis enters the kitchen.
I thought I smelled bacon.
Good morning.
Oh, you brushed your teeth this morning.
Oh, well, your little talk scared the snot out of me. I'm going to floss like I'm getting paid for it.
You be true to your teeth, they'll never be false to you.
Hi, Dennis McClarty.
Kate.
Kate, that's a nice name. Who's this little guy, huh?
he's the silent type, this one.
Oh, well, silence is golden.
Okay, I'll be back in a couple hours.
She gives Seth a kiss.
Well, Dennis and I were gonna go bowling.
Yeah.
But you did that last night.
Well, we didn't make it.
But we could take the little guy with us.
Oh, sure, we can.
Yeah,
take...
you like to bowl, huh?
We'll take
man?
Seth bowling.
Right?
Oh, come on. Why are you shaking your head?
Now Charles lies on a couch shirtless. His eyes are closed and he holds a cigarette that is halfway burned down to ashes. The ash drops and lands on his chest, waking him up with a start. He clutches his ribs for a moment, then stumbles to the bathroom. He rifles through empty bottles on a counter. Next, in the kitchen, he opens one cupboard after another, searching. He opens a cutlery drawer and fumbles around until he finds a tiny bottle of bourbon. He opens it and guzzles it down, then throws the empty bottle in the trash. Now, Eric, bruised and bloody, sleeps on a hard bench in a caged cell in the sheriff's office. Billy comes by, looking concerned. He enters the cage.
Hey, get up. Come on, get up. Put your arm down. I'm not going to hurt you. Come on, sit up. Listen, you had a bag of pot, okay? That's a fact. And you had some booze and a bad credit card. As an officer of the law, there's a lot to go on there. Now, in your defense, my partner got pretty rough. And I'm sorry about that, okay? That's not how we do things here. But needless to say, we're all in some hot water now, so here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go into the restroom over yonder. See that? I'm gonna put these keys, your car keys, right there. And this is open. This is going to be open. And I'm going to be in the restroom. We clear? Hey, I'm going to be in there for quite a while.
He walks off. Eric picks up the keys. Now, at the liquor store, Carl is buying a bottle.
When do you get off duty, Carl?
Been on duty my whole life, every waking hour. It's been a long-ass night.
You drinking that right now, bro?
Ain't it a little early, man?
Well, that's what I was thinking. It is a little early.
I mean, ain't a little early for stupid questions? Ain't you been listening? It's been a long night.
I've been listening. You know, I've just been thinking maybe you shouldn't drink on a job. Anymore.
Maybe you should mind your own shit life.
He grabs two candy bars.
And I'll mind mine.
He throws down some change.
That's all I got. I'll catch you later.
Yes, sir. Always glad to help law enforcement get through the day.
Yeah, yeah, Feliz Navidad. Ain't that what you people say?
Yes, si, senor.
Kate and Seth arrive as Carl leaves.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem. How still we see.
What do you want?
What he always wants.
Vicente, you can't let him run all over you like that.
He won't be around much longer. His demons are catching up to him. How's my man doing? Santa Claus came to Vicente's early this year.
Vicente gives Seth a wrapped gift.
Go on, open it. Oh, what is it?
A toy car.
I got some batteries in the back. Go get them, huh? Come on.
Now, Eric runs down the side of the highway at full speed. He arrives at the motel. As Carl drives, he drinks from a flask and eats the candy bars. Carl drives by the motel just as Eric is exiting his car. He screeches to a stop.
The fuck?
Eric speeds down the two-lane highway in the opposite direction. Carl makes a U-turn and gives chase.
We got married in a Walmart. Down by the Wrangler jeans. I'm gonna dress my baby like...
Carl picks up his radio.
Billy. Billy, come in.
At the office, Billy puts on his jacket. Carl speeds up and drives alongside Eric's car.
Get over!
Carl has to drop back to avoid an oncoming car. Eric pulls ahead and passes a slower car. Carl passes it on the right shoulder. He starts shooting at Eric.
What the fuck?
Eric swerves to avoid the shots. Carl stays right on his tail. Eric passes a slow truck. Carl passes on the right again, this time overshoots the shoulder and drives into a farm. Carl's car crashes into a large hay bale. His airbag deploys.
Making love and then we're making bacon. Just wipe down the...
Dazed, Carl gives his head a shake. He staggers out of the car carrying his handgun. There is a cow standing in front of him.
That's where your pappy was killed. Yes, I'm a ballerina.
Carl stares at the cow. He stumbles around. He pulls the flask out of his pocket and takes a drink. Now, Charles walks down the side of the highway. He arrives at the liquor store. Elsewhere, Carl jogs down the highway, gun in one hand and radio in the other.
Billy, goddamn you, Billy. Billy, I swear to God I'll kill you. One day you're gonna die and I ain't gonna give a shit.
The balding sheriff arrives at the office. He approaches the unattended radio. At the liquor store, Kate tries to fix the cooler. It sparks. Charles enters.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
Yes, spare me. Yeah.
Beer's not cold.
Well, I am used to struggle.
He takes a six-pack of beer from the cooler. Nearby, Seth plays with his new remote control car. Eric drives.
Shit.
Smoke is coming out of the car. Eric pulls over and stops. In the liquor store.
How about the Jack, the 7, and give me that last wild turkey you have, and give me a half dozen of your daily scratcher.
When you find yourself a good lady, you wouldn't need all this liquor there.
This is how it works. I give you money, you give me booze. It's just simple capitalism.
Eric gets out of his car. Vicente.
Why don't you grab a six-pack on me?
No shit.
Just trying to spread some cheer, bro.
Look at that. It's a Merry Christmas after all.
Eric runs in. He looks around and heads for the back. He does not see Charles, but Charles sees him. Outside, Carl walks around a bend and spots Eric's parked car. He fires a shot into the air.
Shots fired!
The balding sheriff hears the report as he drives. At the store, Eric has a bottle of motor oil. Kate.
I can't get it to work.
Carl shoots through the glass storefront. Inside, everyone hits the floor.
Get out! Keep your head down.
Carl enters. Charles shoots him in the leg.
Damn! What'd you do that for?
It's military, asshole. You fire a gun at me, I'll fire back.
I wasn't shooting at you!
Eric picks up Carl's gun.
You got a fugitive right there!
No! Your partner let me go!
Yeah, you tell that to the judge! And you! Hey! You going to jail for attempted murder!
I aimed your goddamn leg, I hit you the goddamn leg. That's what it looks like when someone's not trying to kill you.
Carl takes pepper spray out of his pocket.
I ain't putting it down!
You shut the fuck up!
Put the fuck away!
No! You listen. You're in deep shit. You got that? Now you let everyone go, and I promise you due process of law.
I'm not holding anybody. No, this is some fucked up shit. Look, I'm done. I'm out of this.
Charles puts his gun down and Eric picks it up.
We don't want a hostage situation here. God damn. You listen, I got backup coming. You calm down, and we will talk this out.
Shh.
Billy gets out of the car.
Sheriff's department!
Fuck.
What's going on in there?
Just put that shit down and crawl out of here.
I ain't putting it down, goddamn!
Put it down and get out now!
How the hell am I supposed to get out? God damn it, how am I supposed to move?
The balding sheriff arrives in another car.
Damn, listen, shit!
What the hell's going on?
Shut these blinds before RoboCop out there fires another warning shot. Close the blinds! Now! Go!
What's Carl doing all over the radio?
Well, shots fired, Sheriff.
I know that, Billy. Who the hell's firing
him? Hey, you. Get him away from the door.
Okay. Shit, fool.
I'm not an accessory, man. Carl was after a suspect. He could be this kid we picked up.
Who'd you pick up? You two playing cops and robbers again?
Vicente and Charles drag Carl away from the door.
So you're holding us here.
Everyone just shut up. Just shut up and sit down. I just need a minute to think.
It's okay, honey.
Outside.
Now, we know exactly who's in there.
Not exactly, sir. I believe there's Carl.
Hey, stop it!
Inside, Carl tries to kick at Eric.
Probably, likely Vicente. And then I'm guessing the kid we picked up, I think. Or not. What's the plan?
I'm gonna go in the back.
Okay.
I got you.
Carl.
Criminal punk bastard.
Will you just shut the fuck up?
Come on, stop pointing that thing, man.
Where are your handcuffs?
Go to hell! God, shit!
Get him out!
Shit!
Get him out!
Everybody be cool!
Put your handcuffs on! Is there a back way out of here?
There's a window, but you won't fit through it.
Nobody moves, okay? Okay?
Eric finds the back door. It is heavily barred. He tries to open it. Outside, the balding sheriff comes around the back of the building. There is a small barred window above the door. Eric takes a wooden crate and stands on it. On the other side of the door, the sheriff also stands on a crate. Eric reaches up and opens the window. The sheriff sticks his hand between the bars.
Freeze!
Eric slams the window shut. The sheriff accidentally fires a shot into the air. Billy starts shooting. His shot goes through the back window, cutting the other sheriff with the glass. The balding sheriff sticks his hand in the window and shoots through the store, hitting Billy's car out front.
Returning fire!
Everyone ducks as the two sheriffs continue shooting.
Damn it. Sheriff taking fire.
Inside the store.
Everyone all right?
It's okay, baby. It's okay. I got you. Just hold me.
Why the police force you got out there?
Yeah, they're shooting at each other.
Returning fire!
Sheriff, return. Wait a minute. Stop firing.
Yes, returning fire!
Stand down.
Man down?
No, not man down. Stand down. Stand down.
Stop firing. Oh, what are you, fucking
stand
idiot?
Up. Stand up.
Billy crouches beside his car. Kate.
Whatever your name is, please just
his name
just
is
turn
Eric Norris. Been running drugs out of Missouri. Picked him up last night. He's a fugitive. Now he can act kidnapping, hit and run, and attempted murder.
That's bullshit. Him and his partner arrested me for no reason.
That ain't true. He had weed and crystal meth paraphernalia.
Had Drano. And the weed was his. They beat the shit out of me for trying to unclog a toilet. You think I did this to myself?
You're such a dick, Carl.
What? You gonna listen to him? Look at him. And then look at me.
Sure.
Outside, the balding sheriff joins Billy.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna get a time machine, Billy. And I'm gonna go back in time to when my cousin was dating your mother. And then I'm gonna yank his pecker off right before he has a chance to create an idiot.
He stands up and heads to his car. Inside the store, the phone rings. Charles looks at Eric.
My guess is that's for you.
Staying low, Eric goes to the counter and answers the phone.
Hello?
Well, looks like we got a situation here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say we do. You're shooting up the place and there's innocent people in here.
Who am I talking to here? This a suspect?
No. The suspect's your guy in here on the floor.
Hey. You talking about Carl Hooker?
Yeah, that's him. Why the hell are you shooting at us?
I tell you what. Why don't you come on out and we'll talk about it. I promise you that you'll be safe.
Yeah, I trust you. Every cop in this fucking town's insane.
At the school Christmas pageant, Beth and her cameraman are in the audience.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and have come to worship him."
Beth's eyes are closed. She is wearing earbuds.
Fear not, baby God.
Lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they came into the house,
Beth opens her eyes and notices that a sheriff in the front row is leaving. She takes out her earbuds and stands up. She whispers to her cameraman and they head outside as several sheriff office vehicles speed away. They get into the van and turn on the scanner.
Come on!
Let's go.
Outside the store, the balding sheriff draws in the dirt.
Now, Carl, he radioed in before he entered the place. But he never said who he was chasing or for what reason. We have no idea where all these hostages are located. They could be back here by the liquor cabinet. They could be over there by the ice machine. They could be back there in a crapper in Vicente's office. Hell, we don't even know who are the hostages and who's the hostage taker.
To Billy.
You said that you thought maybe this kid you arrested last night, that he could be the gunman?
Yes. I mean, I'm fairly certain. Although,
I do believe I saw two white males, 20s, duck behind the counter. And, I mean, this is crazy, but I thought I saw a little kid.
Jesus, Billy. Are you sure?
Oh, I can't be positively positive for sure, but I'll tell you this, there's definitely four or five folks in there, maybe.
This is a clusterfuck. All right, Billy. You're the second in command. I want you to find out all you can and make sure that you secure this entire area. You got that?
Absolutely, boss. Second in command, let's do this.
Inside the store, Eric peeks out between the blinds. He returns to the others who are all sitting on the floor. He looks at Kate.
Is she okay?
You got yourself in a real mess here.
What's your game plan, amigo?
I'm just trying not to get anybody killed.
And put your gun down and your hands up and walk outside.
No, that would be a bad idea.
Whoever walks out that door becomes a target. I've seen this before. Doesn't end well. You think you're right? You think you're wrong? You lose.
Then let me state the obvious. You, sir, have shot a law enforcement officer. And you think you're not a criminal? I never heard of good people that hold hostages.
Oh, and you shooting in my car trying to kill me? What's that?
That is my word against yours.
You see how this works now?
Charles drinks from a bottle of Jack Daniels. Outside, the news van arrives. At a lookout point across the street, Billy reports to the balding sheriff.
Okay. Here's what we know for certain. Vicente Santos is the owner of Vicente's Liquor Mart, and as such, he's probably on the scene. I think maybe Kate Daniels is working the counter today. I called her house and didn't get an answer, so I deduce she's inside as well, which led me to further deduce that the little boy inside, if in fact there is a little boy, probably her son Seth.
Okay. Run the plates on all these vehicles here.
Already did that.
First, we got Vicente's pickup truck, the blue Dodge. Then we got that little shitbox import. That's Kate Daniels' car. Carl's patrol vehicle's down the road, and it appears to have been in some kind of altercation. And then we have the Chevelle. That's Eric Norris's. Now, that's the suspect that Carl and I tangled with last night. He may or may not be the hostage taker.
Did you hit your head or something?
Huh?
You're starting to act like a damn police officer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You want me to reestablish contact with the inside?
No. I just want to sit here and think for a minute.
Because I could function as a negotiator, establish a rapport, maybe.
It's not a damn movie, Billy. You're not Samuel fucking Jackson.
Beth and the cameraman get out of the van. They look at all the police vehicles in front of the store.
This is cool.
Man, it looks bad.
Yeah.
Now, security camera view from inside the store. Eric notices the camera.
Security camera?
Yeah. Everything's on tape. You with my gun, and you shooting at me.
You're on it too, asshole.
Hey, where are the controls?
My office in the back.
I'll show you where they are.
I'll show them.
Fine.
Kate takes Eric into the office. He looks at the camera monitor.
Holy shit. They're everywhere.
Yeah, is that a surprise?
Oh, God.
He looks around and starts touching equipment.
Look, you want my advice? If you didn't do anything, just turn yourself in.
I turn myself in?
Yeah.
To the same cops that are shooting at us for no reason?
Yeah, you're holding two old men and my child hostage right now. At least let them go.
Eric pours cold coffee on the recorder.
I'm gonna let you all go, I swear.
What are you doing here anyway? What'd you come here for?
To find someone.
Yeah, who?
A man.
What man?
Does it really matter at
this
point?
Yeah, it does matter.
My father used to live here. Or he still does. I don't know, so I came here to try to find him.
What, and you've never met him?
No, I've never met him. Thought it might be a good time, being Christmas and all, but... in hindsight, wasn't such a good idea.
They head back into the store. Eric carries a small TV.
Oh, goody, goody. TV. We can watch Die Hard. That's a great Christmas movie. Vincente's hostage marked. Merry Christmas.
I'm not talking to them.
Charles puts the bottle down and stumbles over to the counter. He answers the phone.
Hey, what are you doing?
Talk to me.
You got 30 minutes to release all hostages. If you don't release them, we are going to gas this place. I advise that you surrender any women and children forthwith.
You done yakking? Now listen up.
Okay. And who is this?
The guy you're talking to.
Don't say anything stupid.
Are you a hostage?
We want money. Lots of money. Do-re-mi. Big bills. Christmas time. We didn't get any packages. We're all pissed off in here. Unmarked and none of that blue dye or anything. Bye.
Seriously? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I have always wanted to do that.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
You better call them back.
They're at 911.
They're gonna think that you're a part of this.
They're not gonna think anything. It's a bunch of dumb shits out there.
The sheriffs.
That was an older man. That wasn't that kid I spoke to earlier.
You say it was an older man?
Billy makes notes.
That's what I just said. Okay. So who the hell is who in there?
Well, here's what we know for certain. Vicente Santos is the owner of Santos Liquor Mart. And as such...
Damn it, I know what you got written in your little notebook there, Sherlock. That wasn't Vicente, and it sure as hell wasn't Carl.
Well, I don't have a vehicle for an old-timer. I got Vicente's blue pickup...
Did you talk to that reporter yet?
No.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Okay.
Billy takes out his gun and heads off. Inside the store, Charles.
I'm hungry. I think we should eat. The peanuts just aren't doing it. Come on. What do you say?
Beth.
We are live outside of Vicente's Liquor Mart in El Camino, in the midst of what appears to be a hostage situation on Christmas Eve.
Jules is watching from home while she gives Dennis a massage.
However, Action 19 News has learned that Deputy Carl Hooker of El Camino Sheriff's Department is trapped inside the mart.
Inside the store, they are all eating. Carl drinks from a bottle of vodka.
So, Carl, why don't you tell us what really happened last night?
Did you find out in court or at his funeral?
He don't even know the truth at this point.
Come on, Carl. Give us the truth. We're all friends here.
What good is the truth, huh?
Truth to set you free. Set us free. I mean, you're a drunk. We all know that. It's a small town.
You're drunk.
Yeah, but I don't hide behind a badge. I don't drink and drive.
You ran a red light. He had narcotics in his system.
Yeah? What'd you have in your system?
I had a little blonde girl in my system. How about that?
Ha! That's disgusting.
Tell you what, Carl. You tell everybody here what really happened last night, and I'll walk outside and surrender right now.
Carl takes another drink and lays his head back down on the floor. Outside, Beth interviews some onlookers.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the people that were in the store when you were shopping?
Not really.
Billy approaches her.
Hello, ma'am. The sheriff's department. Oh, my. They hide that well on TV.
Beth Flowers.
Oh, I know. Billy Calhoun, Deputy Billy Calhoun, second in command here on the scene.
May I ask you a few questions?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm here.
Fantastic.
Live on camera.
Deputy Calhoun, do you have any idea who the gunman is? Do you have a name?
A suspect.
Me and my partner and I, Deputy Carl Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R, arrested a young man last night.
And what was he arrested for?
He was drug running. Methamphetamine, we imagine. We had the suspect, Mr. Eric Norris, under surveillance because he fit a profile with a gold credit card.
Eric Norris?
Grano.
What's
that? It's just a feeling you get when you've been doing this as long as we have. Mm-hmm. It's like a sixth sense off the record.
Right. So, the suspect posted bail and was released?
Not exactly, no ma'am. He escaped.
Escaped
From?
From our facilities.
County jail?
Yes, ma'am.
How does that happen exactly?
You know, we want to get everyone out of here safely and reunited with their loved ones before this very special holiday.
All right, this is Beth Flowers reporting live.
Further questions, I will be on scene. Just look for...
Okay. This is Beth Flowers reporting live from Vicente's Liquor Mart.
Eric turns off the monitor. Carl is now sitting up, leaning against a wall.
I'm going to need some medical attention.
Start talking.
Oh, you're going to have a dead cop on your hands. You don't get me out of here soon. That's life in prison.
He's right. Dead pig. I was one of them.
I just want my life back. I just want to rewind before I ever came here. You can do that.
I'm just going to tell them what happened, you know? Everybody's got their own truth, you know?
Yeah. Only one of them's right.
Only God knows. He probably knows. You don't know shit.
The fuck you know, Vicente? Remember when your alarm went off? I was the first one to arrive here. You home. Taking care of your sick wife. Remember? Huh? I saved her business. Are you Blondie?
To Kate.
Who'd you come running to? When your boyfriend was slapping you around. I ran that ingrate out of town.
To Charles.
You fucking drunk. With your goddamn Vietnam sob story. I've been cleaning all your messes. All y'all. See, that's my truth.
To Eric.
You son are a bad seed. I'm just doing my job. What's your truth?
Eric looks at each of them.
My mom passed away. I found a letter from my father. I never met the guy. So I came here to try to close a loop.
He looks at Carl.
And that's when you came along.
They all turn and look towards the cooler, Charles.
Damn, it's a Christmas miracle.
Right here on County Road 191, folks, who wants a beer?
They got any of that Bud Lemon? Bud Light Lemon, that's my favorite.
Got it. Got it, buddy. Ooh. Ooh. Sit up too fast. All right, it's Christmas. Yum. Joy to the world. The Lord is come.
He goes to the counter and gets a bottle opener.
Saves her king and everyone prepares his room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven.
He opens a bottle and hands it to Eric.
Sing. Come on.
He kicks Carl.
Joy to the world. The Lord hath come, and earth receives her king.
Come on.
And everyone prepares.
Outside.
Billy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Call the state patrol.
State troopers?
This fruitcake is dancing in there.
Now sing it big joy to the world, Lord.
Charles sits back down on the floor. He takes a drink of beer. Outside, Beth approaches the sheriff.
Sheriff Fuller, what can you tell us about Eric Norris?
Sheriff Fuller looks at Billy, then addresses Beth.
You see that barricade over there? The one that you just walked over? How would you like to spend Christmas on a 4x concrete pad?
Sheriff, we're going national. This is a live feed. So you either cooperate and answer the questions, or we report it as we see it. It's up to you.
All right. I give you one comment.
On camera.
Sheriff, at exactly what time did Eric Norris escape your custody?
Fuller glances at Billy.
We can't comment on that at this time. We also have not released any statement indicating that one Eric Norris is responsible for this situation.
And what exactly are you sure of, Sheriff?
I'll tell you what we know here. There is a criminal in that liquor mart, and he's holed up in there with numerous hostages. Exactly how many hostages, we can't be certain at this time.
He covers the camera lens with his hand.
You get your ass behind that barricade.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. This is going to get us live.
Kate.
Seth needs to go to the bathroom.
All right. Fine. Anybody else?
I'm good.
Piss on you.
Come on, keep low, keep your head down.
Eric, Kate, and Seth head to the back. Charles is passed out, snoring. Eric and Kate stay low as they wait outside the bathroom door.
So why'd you wait so long to come looking for him?
I didn't know anything about him. Mom never talked about him. And I found all these letters that he wrote to her. There must have been 100 of them. And I just couldn't get him out of my head.
Yeah, I didn't know my dad much either. He bolted right after I was born, so it's been a revolving door of stepmen ever since.
Carl tries to get Vicente's attention.
Psst. What's wrong with you, Carl?
Carl struggles to shift his body. He whispers to Vicente.
I got a 22 and a small on my back. What the fuck? Get that for me.
Okay, I'm tired, huh?
He turns slightly so that Vicente can see the gun.
Come on, give it. Yeah. Get it.
In the back, Seth pushes his toy car with his hand.
You need some help with that?
Seth rolls the car over to Eric.
I used to love these things. Oh, yeah, see? See this little thing right here? Pull that out a little bit. And your batteries won't pop out every time you run into something. All right, try it now.
He puts the car down, and Seth controls it with the remote. He chases it down the hall. Eric looks thoughtful.
I think I'm going to let everybody out of here. It's the only good thing left to do.
Kate looks at him. Outside, the sun is setting behind the mountains. Sheriff Fuller reloads his gun as he addresses the other officers.
Now listen to me, boys. The truth of the matter is, we can't negotiate with a crazy person. So when this goes down, you are just going to have to keep your cool. Son of a bitch. Just give me that goddamn thing. Frank, you're going through the front with me. Billy, you and Garrett, you cover that back window. Now listen to me. He can't get out that window, but that don't mean he can't shoot your ass from there. So you watch it.
Roger that.
Now, we are going to resolve this thing before those damn feds show up swinging their dicks around. This is our town, and we're going to settle it.
The officers split up and follow their orders. Inside the store, Charles is now awake. He takes a bottle of beer from the cooler and opens it. Carl's phone rings.
Who is that?
Sounds like my boss.
Now go ahead and answer. Tell him we're all coming out.
Yeah. Take my handcuffs off.
I'll bite your head off. I'll bite your head right off.
Eric holds his gun on Carl as he unlocks the handcuffs.
Do the right thing, Carl.
Carl answers the phone.
Yellow.
Carl. What you got in there?
I got six people.
One's a kid.
All right, listen up. You try to get everybody down on the floor, Carl. Because in exactly 2 minutes, we're coming in.
Asshole's trying something funny.
What are you doing?
Oh, he's going crazy now. You got to come.
Help me, help me, help me.
Eric grabs the phone.
Fuck.
TV report.
We have a tragic story developing in the town of El Camino, Nevada. A group of Christmas shoppers caught in a liquor mart have been taken hostage. Our regional correspondent, Beth Flowers, is live on the scene for us. Beth, can you tell us more about the events that are unfolding down there?
Yes, Soledad. Christmas Eve has turned into a nightmare
for a group of people being held hostage in the liquor mart behind me. El Camino County Sheriff's Patrol responded to a distress call by one of their own. We believe Vicente Santos and Kate Daniels are also being held captive. I'm here with Jules Daniels. Ms. Daniels, you believe your daughter is inside the mart. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, I do. She has my grandson with her. He's only 5.
Inside the store, Eric peers out between the blinds. Carl moves closer to the floor.
Hey, you guys get away from the window. Get in the aisle right now.
Say that.
What's happening, Carl?
Shut up, Vicente.
You gave me your word, man.
Get out. Cover that kid's head.
Eric tries to call the sheriff from Carl's phone. He hears it ringing just outside the door.
He's doing something.
No!
Yes, I'm a guy.
Carl pulls out his other gun and shoots Eric in his side. Eric shoots Carl from the floor, hitting him in the chest. Carl drops his gun and Charles picks it up. He sees a hand holding a gun and shoots at it.
No!
Vicente runs to the door with his hands up. The officers gun him down.
Hold your fire, damn it!
Vicente!
As in the first scene, Billy runs up to a car and leans against it. He moves around to the other side of the car and joins Sheriff Fuller, who is sitting on the ground, leaning against the car, holding a gun in his shaky hand.
Hey, you're bleeding, man.
Oh, shit.
Inside the store, Charles checks on Eric.
Listen, I think it's just in that. You're going to be all right.
Beth!
At the news van, Beth clutches her belly. The cameraman approaches.
Are you okay?
Suddenly, it begins to snow. Beth and the cameraman look up. Billy and Sheriff Fuller get to their feet and stare up at the falling snow.
hug me if you can. All right?
Inside, Charles helps Eric sit up. Kate sits nearby holding Seth on her lap. Carl and Vicente lie motionless. Outside, more law enforcement arrives. An FBI agent approaches Sheriff Fuller and Billy.
This is some mess you've gotten yourself into, Sheriff. Whole country's been watching this stupidity unfold. Why don't you wait behind the barricade?
Eric.
It's like a fucking war zone in here, man.
Yeah. Friendly fire. Hell on earth.
This is gonna hurt a little bit.
Charles soaks some gauze with alcohol.
Ready? Ready? Here you go. Come on, put some pressure on it.
Eric presses the gauze to his wound.
Christmas, 1969, Vietnam. The Valley of Death. I called the coordinates. 1547 North, 10836 East. Just, is it a village? Nothing there. Farmers and families. So I aborted the artillery strike.
He takes a drink.
And the artillery started raining down on us.
22 soldiers dead, 78 civilians, and they blamed it all on you. I read your letters.
22 of the bravest men I've ever met, just doing what they were told, what I told them to do. I spent a great deal of my life trying to make it up to those guys, find some sort of truth in all this. I lost it at every turn. I was court-martialed over it. Lost of my house and my money and my self-respect.
Your wife?
He looks at Eric.
Your mother deserved more than that.
Yeah, she did.
So did you. Yeah. It was a good Christmas, though. Tell you what, this was a close second.
He takes another drink. Carl's phone.
Here.
Eric hands it to Kate.
Answer it. You guys should get out of here.
Hello?
This is Special Agent Patterson. Who is this?
Kate Daniels. I work here. My son Seth is here, and we're going to be coming out, so please don't shoot.
Okay, you got my word, Kate. You and Seth are safe to come out. Now, Kate, the gunman, is he alone? Has he been shot?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
You and Seth, come on out. We'll handle it from there.
Patterson addresses the officers.
Okay, he's sending out two hostages. The girl and her son. Lower your firearm.
Here's to Eric and Kate. You guys look good on each other.
Seth stops.
What is it?
He points at his toy car. Eric reaches over and picks up the car and the controller. Seth kneels next to Eric while he fixes the toy.
Here you go, little man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Kate crouches down.
Those were really great words. Really great. Be careful.
Kate and Seth head for the door.
Look at me, okay? Look at me.
Love and turmoil. Best combination known to man.
You should probably go too.
Nah, you kidding? I'm gonna stick around. It's the most fun I've had in years.
Kate and Seth emerge from the store. Beth reports.
Kate Daniels and her son are exiting the liquor mart, and they are safely in the hands of authorities.
Her face contorts.
You all right?
No!
Her colleague puts his camera on the ground and rushes to her side, leaving the camera running.
All right, apparently we are having some technical issues over in El Camino. We'll get Beth Flowers back as soon as we can.
Eric and Charles.
Well, they'll be coming in now. I'm sure they've done the math, right? 6 minus 4 equals 2. So either you're the bad guy or it's me. I'm the only one that hasn't been shot.
I'm just gonna tell the truth.
Truth is a tricky son of a bitch. What do you want for Christmas?
To get out of here, for one.
Well, no ask is too big for the spirit of the holidays, that's what I say. You know what? Christmas is over too quick. It's all that buildup. And then bam.
He picks up a gun and wipes it with his shirt.
Trees all dried out. Family leaves. And there's shit everywhere.
He wipes off a second gun. He tucks one of the guns behind his back.
You know, Eric Norris, you're a good man. Maybe I did something right.
He gets up and walks over to Carl's body.
What are you doing?
Well, it's not often the guy gets a chance to right so many wrongs.
He puts the other gun under Carl's body, then heads for the door.
Hey, don't go out there holding the gun. Ow.
Eric tries to get up.
Merry Christmas, Eric Norris. Sure was nice to meet you.
He tosses some keys. Eric picks them up and sees that the keys are attached to Michael Roth's military dog tags. Charles picks up a cardboard cutout of a pretty model.
Too bad we didn't meet earlier. What were the things we could have done?
Barry, don't go out there. What are you doing?
Sir, this is the FBI. Step forward. Get on the ground.
Charles takes a long drink from his bottle.
On the ground now.
To the cutout.
Hey, take care of yourself.
He drops the cutout.
Put the gun down!
Put it down, Larry!
Listen, I've left one person in there that needs medical help.
That's okay, we'll take care of him. Put the gun down!
Larry, put it down!
Charles looks up at the sky and smiles.
The life of man. Solitary. Poor. Nasty. Brutish. And short.
He pulls the other gun from behind his back and is immediately shot down by the police.
Hold your fire! Hold your fire!
Eric looks on helplessly from the floor of the store. On his back, riddled with bullet wounds, Charles looks up at the sky.
Better be better up there, amigo. That's all I'm saying. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Sheriff Fuller watches from behind the barricade. He takes a puff of a cigarette. Next, inside, FBI agents gather evidence while paramedics treat Eric. Outside, Jules hugs Kate and Seth. Nearby, Billy brings Beth a bottle of water. She flings it aside angrily. Paramedics raise her into an ambulance. The view moves up and out as snow continues to fall on the store decorated in Christmas lights and surrounded by emergency vehicles. Words on screen. 182 days later, Sheriff Fuller sits across a table from a woman who is holding a silver mortar and pestle.
I don't want to smoke anymore. It's not who I am.
I don't want to smoke anymore. It's not who I am.
I have the willpower to choose my life.
I have the willpower to change my life.
Choose. Choose.
Choose. Choose.
Beth reports.
Senator Allen just today admitted his relationship with the pharmaceutical giant was financially beneficial to both his campaign and his campaign staff. I'm Beth Flowers, reporting live from Austin, Texas. Back to you, Soledad.
Now, Jules on a date with the weatherman.
Oh, my goodness. Do it again. Do it again.
Looks like tomorrow's going to be hotter than two rats fucking in a wool sock, so powder up your balls and stay inside.
Powder up your balls.
Because I get sweaty.
Billy with the elderly woman.
Say they're back, are they?
I believe so.
When you shine your light on them, they run off, did they?
They sure did.
Not surprised. Listen, I'm going to call animal control for you. Raccoon's not really police matter. Listen, I sure appreciate you putting this on your property.
A campaign sign.
Clean up El Camino. That's my promise.
Safety's my middle name. And my last.
He drives off. The woman tries to shove the sign into the dirt, but the ground is too dense. Now, on a tropical beach, Vicente lies on a lounge chair talking to a beautiful woman.
It's a miracle that I'm still alive. Four gunshot wounds, $32 million. I'm not a mathematician, but that's $8 million per gunshot.
You're something like a superhero.
Maybe I'm just a super lucky guy.
Maybe you're both.
I'm Vicente.
I'm Rosa. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's mine.
In the cafe, Kate and Seth.
Okay. One more bite?
The waitress delivers cake.
Any of that?
We didn't order that.
I know. That gentleman just sent it over.
Eric!
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Pancakes.
Yeah, I see that.
You want to join us?
Yeah.
He sits next to Seth. A view of the cafe from outside.
But I long for you, and I do it all over again.
Credits. Directed by David E. Talbert. Written by Christopher Wainer and Theodore Melfi. Co-producer Mike Malaccio. Executive producers Rich Carter, Jack Murray, Yuri Singer, Lynn Sisson Talbert, and David E. Talbert. Produced by Kimberly Quinn and Theodore Melfi. Casting by Beth Holmes. Music by Christopher Lennertz. Music supervisor Julia Mitchells. Editor Troy Takaki, ACE. Cast. Dax Shepard as Billy Calhoun, Kurtwood Smith as Sheriff Fuller, Luke Grimes as Eric, Emilio Rivera as Vicente, Kimberly Quinn as Jules, Michelle Milet as Kate, Jessica Alba as Beth Flowers, Tim Allen as Charles, a.k.a. Larry, Vincent D'Onofrio as Carl, Jimmy O. Yang as the cameraman, Bob Stevenson as Dennis, and Ashton Bright as Seth. My true love sent to me five
gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Woo! 7 day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Woo! The eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine drummers drumming, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Woo! 10th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 pipers popping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings. 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Woo! 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Whoa, 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings. 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 lords a-leaping, 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers popping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings. 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge.
Copyright 2017 Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC, all rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.